The small city of Las Vegas, New Mexico, is within 60 days of running out of water as the Southwest experiences one of the most severe droughts in decades. Many cities and towns have had to impose water restrictions, but none as extreme as this city of 16,000 people. From Las Vegas, New Mexico, Paul Ingalls reports.
For nearly 2 years now, residents here have been pitched the water conservation message. Rainfall is off by nearly 30%. Spring snow runoff has been scarce, and arid, windy days have sped evaporation, all depleting the only Las Vegas water supply, two reservoirs fed solely by the nearby Gallinas River. The recent dry winter forced the city to gradually restrict outdoor watering to just one day a week. In mid-May, City Conservation Director Joseph Ortega went on the town radio station with an urgent plea.
On non-watering days, people are still using water. Folks, please abide by the ordinance. We're asking you that.
Days later, the city banned all outdoor watering, closed laundromats 5 days a week, closed car washes first 4 days, then six, shut down hotel swimming pools, fountains, and spas, and asked restaurants to serve water only by request and use paper or plastic plates and cups. Now it's summertime, and another hot, dry Las Vegas day is in the works. Yards in front of homes near the city's historic plaza are a mix of dirt and weeds. One yard that has thick, unmowed grass also has big signs that say, "Well water in use," to let police and neighbors know the owners are drawing from a private well, not the dwindling city water supply. Out on the edge of town, patrons at the Great Wall Chinese restaurant serve themselves the lunch buffet on plastic plates. If they want water here, they can only buy bottled water.
People are getting worried.
Fred Maldonado, an ex-banker and now local preacher, is just finishing his lunch.
We've lived here over 65 years, and this is the worst drought that we've lived in, where the creeks are all drying up and wells are drying up and the cities are having to ration water. We're moving. we're moving. We just retired and we're going to move to Palm Springs. If we're going to live in the desert, we just well be there. So that's where we're going.
Although Maldonado was here during the infamous drought of the mid-50s when far less rain fell, the effects of this current drought feel more severe since the state's population has more than doubled, and more users are tapping into water sources like the local river.
The name of this is the Gallinas River. Right now you could categorize it probably as a creek. About ankle deep, yeah.
Joseph Ortega and city water engineer Robert Tafoya stand in the riverbed silt at the base of a beautiful, deep, pine tree-spotted gorge. They look toward the 8-foot-high concrete dam that diverts river water toward the city reservoirs. Normally, it's completely submerged, but today it juts up high above the weak stream that trickles into it. Engineer Tafoya.
I'd characterize it as a slippery slide at an amusement park. That's all that's in there.
Despite this bleak scene, Las Vegas officials insist their citizens won't run out of water. They have long-range plans to add storage and improve their system's aging infrastructure to limit seepage and evaporation loss. In the short term, Las Vegas is negotiating to buy water from other sources. This will throw the city into the complex world of New Mexico water rights. State engineer Tom Turney might be called the state water czar. He issues well permits and judges whose claims on water use are most authentic in a state where water rights are like property rights.
If you have an earlier water right, that's the state constitution says you have a better water right. And we might have water rights that were first put to beneficial use, let's say, in 1710. Then we have a water right that was put to use in 1990. In the time of a drought, the earlier water right holder gets the water and the junior water right holder gets cut off.
In times of plenty, like the wet 1980s and 90s, the priority of water claims didn't often come into play. But now in this drought, Las Vegas, as a junior rights holder, is liable to pay a steep price for emergency water. It's a problem that won't go away anytime soon. Even with the typical monsoon rains expected in the next few months, state engineer Turney says the now multi-year water deficit won't be erased. And he predicts in the near future, water will surpass oil as the liquid gold of the Southwest. For NPR News, I'm Paul Ingalls in Las Vegas, New Mexico.